With over 1,000 stands in two huge locations, you're sure to find a bargain at Paddy's. Visit paddysmarkets.com.au.
Six.
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 Six
big ones.
Six big ones.
Six.
Set of six.
Yeah, the big set of six. Thanks to our mates at Paddy's Markets. With over 1,000 stands and two huge locations, you're sure to find a bargain at Paddy's. Visit paddysmarkets.com.au. A chance for us to ask Del some questions around the game of rugby league. Over to you, Jude.
Right, I tackle one, Del. Yep. Should the NRL allow the Warriors to play every game in New Zealand in 2022 after they've been relocated for the best part of 2 years?
Yeah, I think they should. I think what they've done for our competition to keep it going, they could have easily said, look, you know what, we can't afford this, we're not going to do this. But you know what, nothing has been a problem. Even when like three or four of their players went home last year, mate, they stayed, and they did a wonderful job. The players that came in, even from other clubs. So I think it's just a small price to pay for what they've done for us. And their fans too, so well done to their fans back home.
Right, tackle two. Did Toddy Payton in round one make the right move by calling out his star player, $1 million man, Jason Taumalolo?
Oh, look, I think Toddy is trying to put his stamp on the Cowboys. Look, I think him and Jason, they probably sorted it out, but he tried to put him on show a little bit. It might be the best thing for him long term, but short term, mate, just play him, and just communicate that privately, I think.
Tackle three, following on from that, I mean, from your playing days, were you or any other players ever challenged, and just like that Payton Taumalolo situation, like Wayne Bennett? What would he have done?
100%, mate, Eddie Jones, Wayne Bennett. You know, I saw Wayne Bennett challenge Peter Ryan at halftime at the Cowboys game, and Peter Ryan got fired up a little bit, and the boys had to hold him back. But he was going, Wayne, I know what I've done wrong. I know I've dropped a couple of balls and missed a couple of tackles. And we're just looking at him. He's firing up at Wayne. We're just going, what's happening here? And then Wayne's done the same to me. Like, if there was a game there, I dropped a couple of bombs and that, and he'd just go, at halftime, he goes, Del, any chance of, like, catching one of these bombs and doing something out there today? And then I'd get embarrassed. Okay, mate, rightio. So second half, the real Del would come out and then score a couple of tries and do what I do.
Tackle four, big fella. Is Ryan Madison walking a fine line by shopping himself around to rival clubs, knowing his history already by walking out on the West Tigers?
Look, I think it's a tough one on Ryan Madison because he's a Roosters premiership player. He's obviously a bit of a different bloke. But I just think this is his management once again. You know, you could do things privately. I understand he's off contract. But if I'm Ryan Madison, I'm just saying, listen, if you're going to do some stuff, do it like
on the
down low. Yeah. I understand. But, mate, for him, I reckon it's a good fit for him staying at Parramatta for the next 4 or 5 years. You know, try and do a deal there. I reckon if they're going to win a premiership, you know, he's a bloke that's got to be there.
Hasn't he changed? Like, from the time he was at the Roosters, he was basically a 5'8".
Yeah.
Played a bit of centre.
Yes.
In a semi-final against the Cowboys back in the day. And now look at him. He's huge.
Yes.
Tackle five. Jake Friend suffered another concussion last week. Third in 6 months. Here's what James Graham had to say about concussion on NRL 360 midweek.
As I went on the journey, what I did, I asked the doctors some questions about the risks. And then I asked myself some questions. And was I going to privilege the present over the future? And I decided that I was going to privilege the present over the future, and I had to do some really deep thinking about what I wanted to do and what were the consequences of me. Okay, I'm hanging up the boots because of concussion, the potential for future brain diseases, but where was the purpose going to be filled in my life? I thought about what's the meaning of life. Maybe for me the meaning of life is finding something worth dying for.
Amazing, strong words. And we'll do a full break on that at some stage, on those words of James Graham, and hopefully have him come in and have a chat to us. But he's basically saying he's going to play the game and do whatever because that is worth more to him than his future life.
Yeah, I think so. And I think, I think Josh Kerr sort of said a similar thing. You know, the Dragons front row, you know, he said he'd die for rugby league. You know, I love rugby league, and I suppose you know what you're getting into. And I think sometimes it's up to the doctors, and I think it's up to the football clubs to sort of make decisions for players. Like, I look at Boyd Cordner at the moment. I look at Friendy. I love Jake Friend, but it was, I'm not saying it was innocuous, but like, if he's had that many head knocks, sometimes you might just say, mate,
take it out of the player's hands.
That's what I'm saying, because we don't know. I'm an ex-player. We don't know any better.
But James Graham says, I do know better, and I'm making a choice. I'm playing rugby league.
I know, but if you're a current player now, like, I know he's retired now, but if you're a current player now and you still want to play, like, Boyd Cordner is 3 months out, he'll come back, touch what he doesn't. But if he gets another head knock, you'd have to think, mate, Boyd, come on.
What about Bradman Best? Does Freddie say, you know what, you're going to be in the extended squad, but does he actually pick him in the centres if he continues to be in the form that he played on here now in tackle six.
Yeah, look, I think there's a couple of young centres in the mix. I mean, Zach Lomax, you know, he's there. Freddie's got a lot of good choices. But Bradman Best, from when I watched him as a 16-year-old, he had this. He's a match winner. He loves the big moments. And as you saw, he doesn't just run. He's got skills. He kicks. He's very good defence. He's your typical young rep player, comes through with confidence, but he's the best of the best. And that play at the end of the game, the Warriors did everything right to win that game. And Newcastle, they gave it to their match winner. He's just gone bang. And even when he went through, he beat two or three players, and he held it up, one knee, just threw it inside.
Beautiful.
And that's what you want. And that's why Freddie will have him in the mix there for sure.
Yeah, that's the set of six. All thanks to our mate at Paddy's. Coming up next, we're going to ask your questions around sports memorabilia. The good stuff, the bad stuff, and that purchase you make perhaps after a couple of beers. Give us a call on 1-333-53.